Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to congratulate you on taking steps towards bettering yourself. This is Hunter Boyd. I am the director of sales for the Sherry Riano Mortgage Team, and today we have Sherry Riano herself in with us.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have some fun today.
That's it. I'm excited. So today we are going to be talking about how to best utilize seller credits. We get this question a lot, pretty much from anybody. We get it from a first-time home buyer. We get it from someone on their second, third home. We also get it from agents, and even occasionally we'll get it on, you know, just how to buy down on points on a refinance. So, you know, a seller credit is really beneficial when it comes to negotiating, as well as how to lower your monthly payment. And we kind of want to go down that path with you and break that down with you today. So let's jump right in. Paying closing costs versus paying down points. Sherry, what is your general point of view on this, and what do you see helps the client most?
General point of view is right now where rates are today, zero reason to be paying down points. We know we're going to hit a refi boom. When it will come, I don't know, but we know it's coming, right? Rates have been high for quite a long time, at least for the last, 18 months?
That's exactly right. Okay.
So we know they're going to go down. Rates always go up, they go down. It's going to happen, right? So I wouldn't pay down points because your break-even point 7 years.
That's right.
Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. So use that money to apply the closing costs. Pay all the third-party closing costs and keep that money in your pocket, right?
Yep.
To me, that always makes more sense, is for you to keep your money.
That's right.
You can always take, if you've got extra money, and apply it to the mortgage and get the mortgage paid down. Which a lot of times makes way more sense than buying points. But as a general rule, loan officers don't talk about that with clients. And so they really don't understand the importance of what that can do for them as far as time wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think paying down points right now, it's not a long-term win. And, you know, we have the discussion with every client where, hey, I'll do whatever you want. If maybe you are sensitive to a certain mortgage payment and you want to have that mortgage payment, no higher, don't really care about break-even points, absolutely. At least do me the benefit or the courtesy of having that conversation. Let me be able to say we discussed this beforehand, because I want to at least educate you on how long it's going to take to break even. But at the end of the day, the buyer's comfort is key.
Yeah, and it's about having options.
That's right.
Options and education will take you everywhere.
That's
right.
Someone
just telling you, oh, it's 30-year fixed, and oh, yeah, you've got to buy down points. And well, why?
Right.
Ask them why. If you're talking to a loan officer and they can't explain to you why they're sending you in a direction or encouraging you into a direction instead of giving you options, that's kind of scary to me. It's not our job, right? We're not to lead people into something. We are to educate them so they can make the decision, right? And I think a lot of times in our business, it's a lot easier just to go, here's this product and this is why you need it. And it's all there is. And a lot of LOs fall right into the, either it's a 30-year fixed conventional or it's a 30-year fixed FHA or VA. And that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, it could be that we might need to look at a 20-year, or we might want to look at a 25-year, or, you know, there are reasons to look at different things for clients, and just not saddling them down with one specific product. And especially if the seller is giving them closing cost.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's the biggest thing is, like, you know, even how do we get there? Because, you know, say, all right, you're already under contract and you've agreed on seller concessions. Great. But in the in the days leading up to that and the hours leading up to that contract, you know, what was the negotiation like? Did you discuss going in, let's just say going in a list and getting a $5,000 seller credit or a $5,000 reduction on your purchase price? Well, just going back to the break-even point there, your break-even point with getting a $5,000 concession and keeping that purchase price a little higher is, once again, 6-7 years down the line, because you're never going to recoup that $5,000 in the time that you refinance.
Yeah, and it's $34 difference.
That's right.
$34.
That's
See,
right.
I can keep $5,000 and not necessarily have to pay, or I do have to pay $34 more, right? But if I took that $5,000 and applied it to the mortgage, where would that get me?
Yeah.
You know, what would that get me? Or, and a lot of times, I tell people a lot of times too, you get a new house. Now, this is true. You're married. You know it's true.
I know what you're about to say, because I've heard you say it 100 times. Go ahead.
And I'm guilty of it too, my poor husband. God bless him. We getting a new house. I'm getting a new fridge. I'm getting some. I got to have a fence. I got to have this. I got to have some new furniture.
Ain't gonna
I
fit.
Got to have something.
Something ain't going to fit.
Oh, you know it ain't going to fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless me. I love my husband. He's just like, oh, God. I always think, oh, we won't get anything. He's like, oh, yeah, we are. Just a matter of time.
It's true. And, I mean, having that access to that cash, I mean, it makes a world of difference. I mean, just going into it. I mean, I remember I tell this story all the time. My first house I ever bought, primary residence, moved in, and the grass was almost a foot tall. And I completely forgot because I lived in apartments up until that point. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot that was my job now. Like, I was to cut that grass, and I had an acre of grass.
Nice.
And so the day after I closed, I had to go buy like a riding lawnmower because I was not going to push an acre plus. And I mean, I would need a bush hog anyways to get through the first cut.
So true.
So I bought my tractor, but I mean, not having, you know, if I had really poured everything into that mortgage and not had anything held back, just for reserves and for stuff like that, I mean, I would have been up a creek.
Yep. And you need to think about that. I mean, again, we go back to talking with clients, you know, how much savings do you have? And a lot of people go, well, I'll just put it on my credit card. Okay. At 18%.
Yeah.
18% is going to cost you more than that $34 you're going to save.
You'll pay the next 72 years.
Yeah. Please don't do that. Just have a good conversation. You know, if you're your loan officer of record, you don't feel that you can have that kind of conversation. You need what we call at the SRT team, a second look.
That's right.
Call us. We'll be happy to help you because I don't mind doing it. And I do it for clients all the time. I had a client, past client, call me today. He's got a really good friend. He wants to refer to me. And he said, you know, it just doesn't seem like they're getting their questions answered. And I had such a great, you know, experience with you.
Yeah.
And I worked with this guy 7 years ago. And he's like, come on, can you help them? And I'm like, absolutely. And he said, I know that if it's, you know, if they do have a great deal, you're going to tell them. Mm-hmm. But if you can do something better, you're going to help them. And I said, absolutely. That's what we do here. So,
that's right.
You know, if you ever have a loan officer that's offended because you're taking a second look, then your radar should go off.
That's right.
Right?
That's
why?
Right.
What do you know? Where is it that you feel threatened, right? If you're confident in what you're doing and educating the client, then I think the true value comes out in that. And so if you need to shop, shop, right?
That's right.
And if you bring it back to us, especially, and if something we can't do, because there are some products for everybody in the market. Some of us have access to some of us don't.
There you go.
And, you know, just because somebody has a better product, if I'm really doing right by you and it's a better deal, I need to say that.
Yeah. I mean, we see this a lot with new construction.
Oh, gosh.
Seller credits. And there are some times where I will say, yes, they're giving you $5,000, $6,000, but they're charging you $8 for it over here.
I know, right?
So, I mean, it ain't really helping, baby.
Yeah.
There are times that conversation happens, but there are times, multiple times, I will tell you, be honest, that I will say, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Take it and run. At the end of the day, I can at least provide some education during that conversation to help my realtor partner and say, hey, look, if I had that $8,000-$9,000 credit, this is how I would apply it. You do what you want to, but take this information and go back to that lender and say, this is where I want to put it. Don't put it towards your points and buying down because it's not going to help you long term. Mm. Keep that cash in your pocket right now and be there. If nothing else, I've given them an honest loan officer in the area they can send business to.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really made my agent partner shine because they had a partner and they had a resource that could help their client no matter what.
Correct.
And that's going to bring more business back every single time.
And how many times have we actually gone through a builder's deal, worked it up, our rate is better, we still give them a credit.
Mm-hmm.
They may not get the full credit because, I mean, honestly, there are some builders out here. And let me tell you, please don't call me if they've given you $30,000 in the plumb. I can't do that. That's really, that's right. And honest to goodness, though, that is a good thing to look at. But it's still good to get a second look on the mortgage piece of it. You know, just like Hunter said a few minutes ago, are you paying, you know, being charged $8 to get a credit of $5?
Yeah.
Well, let's look at that piece of it. But I can tell you, if they are giving you any kind of concession where it becomes appliance and stuff, that is a very good. I don't know if anybody's been and bought a refrigerator or dishwasher lately. Woo! That's a whole new experience. Yeah.
Inflation has really taken its toll on that market.
I mean, you can't even go to the grocery store without going, good Lord, I think I'm buying a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But so just think about those things when you're out there shopping.
Yep. And one last point I want to make is this, our opinion on seller concessions, it's so market specific, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, we've watched the rates for the past 2 years go up and we've started to see it decline already. And we look at the 10-year bond that's, I checked that before I check Facebook and Instagram every morning. So you know, like I know what kind of day I'm going to have depending on what the bond's doing at 6:30. But I think, you know, it's important to note that this is not a one size fits all mentality right now, because 2 years from now, we could be talking about how I would use every bit of points to buy down, because if rates are averaging 5.5% 2 years from now, and you can use the seller credit to buy down to 4.5, take that, because you may not ever see that again, baby.
That is true. So true.
I think that's just really important to know is making sure you continue to have those conversations, whether you're an agent just wanting to provide a little more guidance to your clients, or whether you're a buyer now and you're a buyer two years ago, again, you've appreciated and want to turn that into new equity and something else.
And with this new NAR thing that we're looking at,
yeah,
you know, potentially coming in July 1st, and, you know, potentially we know what is coming. You know, you got to think about that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA have all said that, hey, we're going to let the seller pay the buyer's agent's commission and not affect the seller concessions to the borrower, which is great, right? So that's something else you need to be thinking about in the future too. You know, as you are a buyer's agent out there beating the street, you know, it's going to be a different world. Yeah. You're not going to get in the car with somebody without signing an agency.
That's right.
Because if you are, you're breaking the law. And I know that all of my great agents don't do that. And that's sure there's plenty of you out there that don't either. But just something to think about. I mean, we're going into a new world. But I will talk about being in 2008. We survived 2008. We've provided so much value since then. And you guys, as far as buyer's agents, let me assure you, you guys are going to do just fine out there. The ones that are skilled and they understand their value, this is just another day for them. It's just another form that needs to be executed quickly.
And one thing that I've heard you say before in the past, and even when rates started to go up, you really preached this to the team was, it's not just you that's experiencing these rates. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one out there selling 7%, 8% rates. That's mm-hmm. where everybody's selling. And NAR is going to be a reality for every buyer's agent out there. It's not just you on this team or that team or you as the individual solo agent. So everyone is figuring this out together. Eventually there will be a cultural norm to come to the table again.
It will. And everything will evolve like it always has. And we will continue. Mortgages. You guys are going to continue selling real estate, and we're going to go out here and have a good time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. This has been Mortgage Mindset. If you enjoyed today, if you found it informational or beneficial, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. We're here every Wednesday. We want to help you be the best professional. The Mortgage Mindset podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.